531.
Lynn Pavihi was born in Niue and raised in the village of Avatele. She was educated in Niue before moving to New Zealand to further her education. Lynn is a mother of two and is passionate about Wangahau Niue. Serving as a Wangahau Niue tutor for the Pasifika Education Centre and as an author who has written books in Wangahau Niue. She is also a vital part of the PMN Niue on 531 PI on Tuesdays. This week, Lynn has started a new job as the assistant principal at Favona Primary, and she joins us on the line now. Whakalofala hi atu, Lynn, and thank you so much for taking time out to have a chat with us this morning.
Whakalofala hi atu, Ete. Kawai wa mai ke ke liu ke siribeia he ahunai wului nai whahita pu e Wangahau Niue. Thank you for having me on Radio 531 PI show this morning.
It is our pleasure to have you join us. Now, growing up in Niue, did you ever imagine that you would be an assistant principal at Favona Primary as well as radio announcer producer?
No. But you know, I pay respects to my tupunas, my grandparents and my parents who have nurtured and, you know, without their teachings and their akunakianga, I wouldn't be where I am today. So I pay respects to those who have gone before me, those who have laid a very strong foundation in the field of education for myself. So, yeah.
So Wangahau Niue was your main language? Was it your only language growing up? Or was there also the challenge of trying to learn English at the same time?
Yes, Wangahau Niue was my very first language. I did not learn how to speak, or how, you know, the actual proper learning of English until I got to year four at a newer primary school. And you know, growing up, that was so we basically used the New Zealand curriculum simultaneously in the Department of Education in Niue. I still remember the very first English book I had to read. It was called The Red Lorry. and those were very memorable, memories for my upbringing, because I don't know where I'd be or if Niue, Wangahau Niue, would have been my dominant language if English was actually taught from ECE. But, you know, I had a very, and I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed, and I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, I was very blessed to be brought up in my Wangahau Niue, and that goes with, you know, the language, the culture, the identity. Basically, yeah, the early stages of my upbringing, pre-teenage years, was, you know, really cemented in my Niue culture and my Niue language. So I started Wangahau Palangi, or English, at year four. And then because my father is also Samoan, I also had, that culture, that language aspect in my upbringing as well. Dad was the president of the Samoan community in Niue. And I remember, you know, I had to do a siva, and that was a big fundraiser to raise funds for the new church, the big church building, the Millennium Hall. That was the big Ekalesia Hall in the main town next to the Ekalesia Alofi Church. So, you know, I had to, as a Samoan community, you know, I had to kuti doapa siva and then had the family there. But also, I also had my Samoan, you know, the Fa Samoa also ingrained in my upbringing. But that was later, you know, more in my teenage years. And then when I went to Otago, that was when I started to have a more in-depth or more immersion into my whānau, because I had my uncle Akumasanga Pāwhihi, who was a very strong pillar in the Samoan community in Dunedin. So that was when I actually got to really walk the Samoan way and, you know, really immerse myself in that Samoan way. But yeah, so...
So how did your dad end up in Niue? From speaking with our producer, Ina, there seems to be a whole lot of other island groups who seem to have come, you know, like to Valu, and there are some Fijians there too. But how did Dad get to Niue?
Good question. It is so my father was born in the village of Wailoa Faleata in Samoa. His mum was Esther Peters, a Samoan German mother, and my father's father, Fofopule, is Samoan Niuean. So my father's grandparents were serving as whaiteo or matua whakatiko at Aio Niue.
Yes.
So what happened when they returned to Niue, my great-grandparents took my father and his first cousin, Afamasanga, Pāwhihi, to Niue. When he was only, I think, 7 years old, and my father was more, you know, so they, and my great-grandparents were serving as whaiteos in the village of Waiea, and my dad was, you know, so throughout his upbringing, he basically was brought up by his, you know, Niuean side, like his great-grandparents, who were very, very strict grandparents, because of, you know, the when you work as missionaries, or when you serve as whaiteos, you know, there are different protocols here and there, and Dad was, you know, he had to learn you know, so many things, as well as also the whānau.
Yes, now, having learnt some of the whangahau from your grandparents, has there been a much of a change in whangahau over the years? Is it is there a more traditional whangahau Niue? Are there words that are being lost as we use everyday words here? Because I know the word for flea in Samoan. In Samoan growing up, it was ukufiki, which is the, you know, the jumping flea, but here we now just call it fili. Has Niuean language sort of changed in some ways because of New Zealand?
Yeah, that's a very good question. It's because, you know, whānau Niue is a poetic language, and, you know, it goes back so many years, and the language has been passed down by, you know, our forefathers, and yes, it is an evolving language as well. And yes, there are some vocabulary in the newer language that have been, you know, hardly used, or, you know, people will prefer to use the more everyday conversation vocabulary for certain words or phrases, you know. So they use the more formal language in more formal, you know, situations. But I truly believe that we really should, you know, if you're very mokoina, which is passionate about your language, you actually need to utilize and use the correct terminology, the correct vocabulary, the correct pronunciation, the correct way. Because once, how I see it is, once we allow people, you know, our own Niue people, to shortcut our language, there is no turning back. There is no way that we will ever go and, you know, and say, oh, no, how about we say it this way? And a classic example is, you know, the word like whakalofa lohiatu. You know, you hear people nowadays say, oh, lofatu. Like, lofatu is not a Niue word. It's whakalofa lohiatu is the correct word. So, I mean, and as an educator, and because I also work as a whaiaonga for the whānau Niue classes under the Pacific Education Centre, you know, that my role is to, I can only educate and tell the students that these are the correct ways of doing things. And I do understand, you know, we are in a new era, and, you know, we've got, you know, students are more keen to learn, like, the, you know, keen or, like, really cool words or cool phrases to fit in with the, you know, the changing times and or the different contexts. But I'm not doing justice to my language, to my Wanganui, if I allow people to say, oh yeah, it's okay, you can just say that, or, you know, because that's making people know that, oh, even Lolo doesn't care. So, yeah.
I absolutely understand. Thus the importance of literature and books. And I guess that book, the English book that had such a major impact on your life, learning English, is what's given you the impetus to write books in Wangahauni, where for our children here, understanding the impact that those books can have at an early age, and also ensuring that the language is maintained, at least in black and white on paper.
Absolutely. You know, when I was given an opportunity to help create some resources, specifically books or things in print, to help with the learning and the teaching of Wanganui in schools, you know, I put my hand up, and because I saw the sense of urgency, I saw the need, I saw, you know, like, you know, I'll be looking around and or going to libraries, and there are very few resources to help our newer children, you know, to learn the language. So, yes, there is a high need for our people to maintain and to keep the language, you know, working and keep the language utilized. But how can they do that if there's, you know, lack of resources? And I know the number one resource is the parents at home. That's the number one resource. So if you have a Niue mother and father, you know, they're very, you know, you're blessed to have that. And I think our Niue people really should be able, should take on that opportunity and use the parents, because once they're gone, that's a resource gone. So I was very, very blessed to be able to create some resources. There were three books that I wrote in 2012, Te Whewa He Pela Pela, Playing in the Mud, Gwematāwhanga I Awasele, The Beach in Awasele, which is the village that I'm from, and also Whakatauila, Try It. And these books are online. They are I wrote them on for learning media under the Ministry of Education program, the dual resources to help the teaching and learning of Wanganui. But, you know, I wish that there are more resources out there, and more people will be able to create more resources to cater for the high demand of our new people. And, you know, and I know, I could see that our new people here, especially in Auckland, are very hungry, you know, to learn the language, very hungry and very passionate in making sure that what they are saying is actually correct, how they introduce themselves is actually correct, how they, you know, whatever the words or the phrases that they say are correct, and not feeling you know, undermined, or not feeling that they are being labelled or judged, you know, being called like plastic. Oh, you're not Niuean because, or you're plastic Niuean because you cannot speak Wanganui Niuean, or you're not Niuean because you can't understand Niuean, or you can't answer me back in Niuean, or you can't respond back in Niuean. Well, actually, nobody, you know, no one should be able to feel that way. Whether you are half Niuean, a little bit of tangata Niuean, or full tangata Niuean, that is your right as a tangata niwe. Koe tonu hia hao koe tangata niwe ia ia. Ki tū tokanga koe koe tangata niwe. Stand tall, stand proud, and know who you are. And and just ignore. I think what I teach my students in my PE classes is that, you know, you have to be thick-skinned. And you have to, you know, keep, like, pushing through and just ignore all those deficit thinkers who have actually, you know, labelled or classified you, or put people in certain categories just because they can't speak and understand or respond back in Wanganui.
Lynn Lolokini Pavihi, speaking of Wanganui, could you say a few words in Wangahau to encourage our Niuean speakers out there to maintain the language, please?
Go elahi eti. Tōnei a hātaki atu me whamawhana atu ma tāma matua me tāma kainanga ni ue. Koe wangahau ni ue, koe wangahau fulu fulu ola. Taha maka ni e wangahau ni ue he lalalangi. Nā kai ua, nā kai tōru, nā kai whā. Koe tonu hia hao koe tangata ni ue, ke wangahau e wangahau ni ue. Koe tonu hia hao e tangata ni ue, ke whakakisi e tau pūhala me tau anga whakamutu ni ue. koe tunuhia hau e tangata niwe, ke lolongo e to lolongo niwe, whakaonga e vangahau niwe, ke he longa mo longa e to halalau papa, longa mo longa e to puhala, ke whakaako e vangahau niwe, whakamafana whakalahi atu, ua whiki, ua whakaehi ehi e to whanau, nuktu ke to whanau, ne whanau he mutu nai komisilani. Kanaka I maeke a lauturu ke whakaleo e, vunga, e kupu niwe po ke vungahau whakamitaki e taha palatafa niwe po e taha langatala niwe. O mai ke ngahu auloa, o mai ke kuhi uwa auloa, we langu matai a lauturu tau whanau. Lahi tau whanau I lop he mai lauturu, koe mai mai naha lauturu me fufu ke lea ke vungahau e vungahau niwe, he whaife ki po ke onono ne zungangata si pe ui, ko fia vungahau niwe po ke kai loa. I strongly encourage us, everyone, if you're very passionate about your newer language, then do something about it. Please encourage our young people, especially those who are trying to make an effort to speak the language, who are trying to make an effort to introduce themselves in Rongahau Niue. Let's not laugh at them. Let's not mock them or tease them or label them or classify them. Why not? Let's turn it into a positive strategy and let's keep encouraging them and correct them in the correct way. Not, putting them on the spot and say, oh, that's not right. You know, because these types of when our Niue learners want to pick up the language and give things a go, and when they, they are faced with barriers because people label them, then the passion becomes, they tend to become, they lose the focus because they are being labeled. So that's my encouragement is for the parents, for our wider Niue community, to do something about it, stand tall, stand proud, and really, speak the Rongahau Niue. There are about 30,000 Niueans here in New Zealand, and only 1,800 left on Niue. We need to do something. There are 365 days in the calendar year, and I just want to echo what His Excellency Fisa Ngilisi Pihinia mentioned last week on Tuesday on PMN Niue. 52 weeks in the year. What are you doing as a tangata Niue to speak the language? So his challenge was, 365 days, what can you do or how can you utilise the Rongahau Niue in the 52 weeks of the year? Skoilahi ete.
Len lolokini pavihi, whakawelahi mahaki, keep up the good work, and monuina e aho.
Skoilahi mahaki ete, monuina fo ke aho ke mumuina.